I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's always nice to bring you outside for an episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Now, this episode has nothing to do with the outdoors, but we stayed outside because, one, it was a beautiful day, and two, it turns out if you're in a building where there's a coffee roaster and it's roasting 16 pounds of coffee beans, it gets quite warm.
My name is Angie Cucinato, and I am the coffee roaster for Flying Rhino Coffee. I am also an account manager for High Point Learning, and I'm the owner of Coffee Emergency.
So two out of Angie's three jobs deal with coffee, so that's what we'll be talking about today. Angie's love of coffee started 11 years ago. She began working as a barista at Big B, then she ran the coffee bar at Claudia's, and then was the assistant manager at Caffini's Coffee before she met the owners of Flying Rhino Coffee.
I interned at Flying Rhino. They kind of allowed me to do it reluctantly. I remember coming in and kind of just asking if I could watch the roasting process, because that's like really the only part of coffee that I had never been involved in. And Ralph, who was the part owner at the time, kind of said yes, sort of, and he was like, you know, you can come in, but you know, I start at 4 a.m. so you have to be here right at 4 a.m. So I showed up at 4 a.m. and I don't think he really thought I would do that. And I just showed up every week and eventually became the apprentice. And a couple years ago, Ralph actually passed away, so I took over all of the roasting responsibilities.
So what started out as a job just to pay the bills turned into something of a career as Angie began to learn more and more about the art of roasting.
So the coffee comes to me in like a dried green, it's green coffee bean. And it's actually the seed of the coffee plant. They have about 13% moisture content, so they're like really hard. So what you need to do is you need to roast it to get, you know, the remainder of the moisture out and, you know, enhance the flavor of the coffee. And it caramelizes, essentially. So you're caramelizing the sugars in the coffee, you're you know, making sure that you're not burning the product. So it's really maintaining the proper amount of heat over the proper amount of time and knowing when these landmarks happen.
The more Angie learned about coffee, the more she thought about it. How consumers bought the product, where it came from, and how it got made.
You know, we are literally able to go to the store, grab a can of pre-ground coffee, not having any idea where it came from, brew it, drink it, and not even think twice about it. When, you know, like I said earlier, there are hundreds of people that have touched this crop. There are, you know, millions of people that work in the industry. This is a life-sustaining job for a lot of people. And the information is just not really readily available for most people regarding coffee. Like, people know, you know, to buy organic or, you know, to recycle. But a lot of people don't realize, you know, how to be a conscious consumer of coffee.
So to help people become a conscious consumer of coffee, Angie decided to become a conscious provider of coffee. She got this idea for a Coffee Emergency, a coffee vendor supplying the public with the caffeine fix they need via food truck. So it's twofold. She had to find coffee beans that were ethically sourced and sustainably made, and she also had to find a food truck. Oddly enough, finding coffee beans that are ethically sourced, meaning there are no pesticides in the production or the farmers and the pickers have fair wages, were easier to find than, well, putting together a food truck.
So I wish I could tell you how to start a food truck, because I don't know how. You know, I have run into so many snags along the way because I'm not an electrician or a plumber. I don't really have very much background in any of those areas, but the really cool thing is that I've received so much help from the community, and whenever I have a question, there's always somebody there to answer it for me and to, you know, lend me a helping hand, because that's just how Toledo is. You know, so far, everything has kind of come together without any major setbacks. I think that my biggest problem to date is really just self-doubt, because I don't have anybody to kind of be like, hey, what did you do with your coffee truck? You know, so the bottom line is that I'm never really gonna know what is perfect until I just do it. So, but that's a really scary step to take. And it's scary, but I think ultimately it'll be worth it.
So Angie still has a few more months to go before Coffee Emergency is ready to hit the road. But she's feeling positive about the future and her place as a local business owner in Toledo.
I would love to be able to serve people in their need of coffee and caffeine. And I want people to see me as a sustainable coffee roaster. I want them to know that I care about the environment. I care about Toledo. And it's kind of like my way of making this like a circular project where I'm kind of teaching my customers about where my coffee comes from and kind of bringing those ideas back to where we live and making people more aware of the biodiversity that is in this area and how we can care for that. So hopefully I can get those ideas across and people like the coffee.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Angie's choices for next week include...
My three connections are Kimberly Kaufman with the Black Swamp Bird Observatory, Amy Arndt with Ottawa National Wildlife Refuge, or Levanta Coffee.
You'll have to tune in next time to find out who I pick on The Rough Draft Diaries.